Daleks.
Exum. So what do we know about this lab in Reedley? The warehouse was inspected, and it was discovered that the lab was producing COVID-19. There is blood, tissue, bodily fluid samples, and thousands of vials with fluids that are not labeled. They also found 900 mice, 200 mice that were dead. The representative from the company, Prestige Biotech, potentially a China national, informed investigators, quote, "These mice were genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus," end quote.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
If you question whether the media has your best interest at heart, and by that I mean the mainstream media, you should know better. That was a press conference from the town where this lab was discovered, a secret COVID lab, with mice spreading pandemic starting infected mice. You gotta ask yourself, what would be the point of having mice in a lab that seems like, by all accounts, is unregulated and unchecked, having mice that can spread and carry the COVID-19 virus? What does that tell you? And then what does it tell you when you see the mainstream media immediately come out after the report goes viral and say, nothing to see here. We've already dispelled this. It's a conspiracy theory. Yes, there was a lab. Yes, there were COVID-19 spreading mice. Yes, nobody knows who runs this. It looks like it was China. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. Ah, nah, we looked into it. This is what the mainstream media will have you believe. And there's nothing to see here. Don't worry. Everyone's fine. Everything's safe. Go back to work. Go back to television and reality shows and drink your beer, you idiot. This is what we're supposed to believe. When we know, and I've done several shows about this, government infiltrators, in particular, the CIA, we've known since Project Mockingbird or Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's plan to infiltrate the media. We know about many stories from former CIA operatives and journalists saying, oh yeah, we'd get duffel bags worth of cash to either bury a story, twist a story around, or embed or plant a story. So this is ridiculous to think that the media wouldn't come out, because we know the media is in lockstep with the major vaccine companies. And it doesn't matter how many damning and horrible reports come out about the safety and efficacy of all three vaccines that were pushed, not just in America, but all over the world. Every day there's terrible news. Doesn't matter. The mainstream media and the government will spend millions of dollars telling you to go get a jab. I still see commercials on radio and television. Go get the jab. Hey, go get your booster. You may got your first shot, but go get the, by the way, nobody's getting them. If anyone got their first shot, those people, most people didn't get the second booster. The people that did get the booster, it was like 30%, and nobody's getting the shot anymore. Virtually no one. The numbers have fallen off a cliff. Everybody's scared. And they should be, because every day we're being lied to and there's horrible reports. We find out there's a secret lab in California, where I live, where they have COVID-spreading mice doing God knows what experiments. Dead mice all over the place, totally disgusting conditions, apparently. It's getting really weird. But I'll still see, again, public service announcements, go get another jab. If there is any doubt that the media is in lockstep together, not only with the government, but big corporations like Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, all pushing get a vaccine narrative. We've all heard it for three damn years. And people will still say, no, we have a free and independent press. Well, let's just play this viral clip a few years ago from Sinclair-owned local news stations parroting the exact same script. So when I see, and I don't know if it was, don't quote me, it might not have been USA Today, but websites like that, you know, the mainstream ones. When I see websites immediately come out, I search this story after seeing the press conference to see what the mainstream media is spinning. And they all immediately disregard it without any real journalism, without checking any facts, finding out who owns this actual lab, if it is in fact some company in China. You know, they just go, ah, nothing to see here. But they're not all reading from scripts. No. The mainstream media is not given a narrative to push. No, never. They wouldn't just parrot a script. Why would they? No, they're honest journalists.
San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible. One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
So, forgive me if I'm a little skeptical when the mainstream media all comes out days after this report and parrots the same thing. There's nothing to see here. Yeah, there was a lab with COVID spreading mice in horrible conditions from a lab we believe was owned in China, but no one can get the bottom of it. We're not getting answers. I'm going to play the entire press conference as we go out. So I want you to hear the whole thing because the mainstream media won't play it. You heard the clip at the top of the show. That clip I played at the top of the show should be viral. It should be national front page news everywhere until they get to the bottom of it. Look, maybe there isn't anything here. Maybe it's a hoax. I doubt it. But why don't they get to the bottom of it before dismissing it? Why isn't this on every page, every newspaper in America, every blog, every television? Why not? Until they figure it out, this is a huge story. No, nothing to see here. So forgive me if I don't think the mainstream media is going to tell me the straight dope when they've been lying for 3 years about COVID and how safe and effective the vaccine is. You didn't know the J&J vaccine was pulled from the market, even though you might have been shot up with it and a booster? They didn't tell you? Oh, nobody came to your house and said, yeah, we know that you took our faulty vaccine. We just want to make sure that you're okay and didn't drop dead. No, nobody told you, huh? The mainstream media never even came out and told you they pulled the J&J vaccine from the market, did they? Oh, huh, interesting. Have they told you about the cases of myocarditis with Pfizer and Moderna's, the only two vaccines left on the market that haven't been pulled and destroyed like the other? They haven't told you about that. They haven't told you how Pfizer's vaccine, which is, I'm doing air quotes here, safe and effective, we're finding out is not very safe with all these myocardial injuries and other horrible side effects. But also we find out it's less than 1% effective when you use absolute risk reduction, not the poppycock relative risk reduction saying 95% effective. Basically, smoke and mirrors, that's the hoax. So forgive me if I'm a little skeptical knowing about Operation Mockingbird, the media infiltrated by the CIA and planting stories and hiding stories, burying stories, twisting stories to their liking. Forgive me if I'm skeptical when I hear a bazillion news anchors read the exact same script. Oh, no, nobody's in cahoots here. Right. I have to prepare for the LA Book Fair. That's Thursday through Sunday at the Mocha. I will be there, so come check it out. Not all days, but I will be there selling my books. I have several books, as you know. I'm starting to think I need to start printing out a ton of CIA reports I have. I'll just start handing them out at this event because this is getting crazy. One of the new books, it's not new, I wrote it some time ago, but there's a new format in the EPUB form on my website at alexexum.com. It's not an NFT. You can get the astral projection files, the leaked CIA report, including page 25. You can get that at alexexum.com. I just put a blog post today, August the 10th, on my blog. Additionally, Silence to My Journey is the Most Banned Talk Show Host Online is available for Kindle Unlimited subscribers for free for the next, I believe, 6 days. So you're going to want to pick up that book. Again, Silence to My Journey is the Most Banned Talk Show Host Online. Get that at Amazon today. There's a blog post at alexexum.com. You can find all the links there. And here's another freebie. I'm doing this also because some people might have bought my book, Silenced. By the way, thank you. And please leave me a review. It really helps with Amazon. But for those of you who bought the book might be saying, hey, I spent $2.99. By the way, the price went up, so you got a good deal. They might have said, I spent money on it, and now it's free for a limited time. Well, you might not have Kindle Unlimited. So, hey, you might not be able to get the free deal anyway. Most people do because everyone is a slave to Amazon. But if you go to alexexum.com, you can download. And a pop-up should show up. Let me know if it doesn't at alexexum.com. A pop-up should show up for the free book to unleash the lucid dreamer in you. It's called Lucidity Unleashed. So you can get that book for free. I'm giving away good stuff. And these are limited time, right? When I release a book, I try to get some promotion going. So there's a little buzz. But they will go back to full price. I'm raising the prices on all my books because printing prices and everything's going up. So my ebooks, some that were $2.99 are now $5.99. I had some books, most were $9.99, but I had a few at $7.99. They're $9.99. Who knows if printing prices are going to go up again? Who knows if Amazon ebooks and Kindles are going to take a bigger cut? So what I'm telling you, if there's any books that I have at alexexum.com on my Amazon, you know, go to Amazon, you know the drill. I'd get them now because prices are only going up everywhere. The printing costs went up quite a bit. So if you don't want a soft copy, a physical copy, I can work with the ebook prices, but not much because the percentages are wonky. So anyway, I'm just saying that right now. Get the books for free while you can, right? Lucid dreaming, astral projection. These are really cool topics. And of course, free speech, Silenced, the book I wrote. A little memoir about how I've been banned everywhere. Can you wonder why I had to write Silenced? Do you think it's popular? Do you think YouTube is going to put me at the top? I'm not on YouTube, by the way, but you know, I was thrown off YouTube. But let's say Twitter or Instagram or Spreaker or wherever you see my show, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Do you think they're going to push me up at the top when every time I do a show about COVID, there's a placeholder, not every time, but most of the time saying, here are the real facts about COVID-19 because Alex Exum's a lunatic or something to that effect. Like, I don't know. I see him, man. I know what you're doing, Spotify and the rest. So look, I don't know, man. I'm just saying I'm flabbergasted. I don't even know how to tell you anymore how shocked I am at how duplicitous and just asleep at the switch. The mainstream, they're not asleep at the switch. They would talk about these stories. It should be, you know, somebody could do a ton of research on this lab they found, like really in-depth research, probably win a Pulitzer Prize in journalism. But nobody will touch it because they think it'll ruin their career for going against COVID vaccines. Trust me, I know. I know. You don't think my show's, like I was saying, is buried because I keep talking about this? Look, I'm calling balls and strikes, man. I'm reading the reports that are coming out. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. One of the reasons I'm writing books, it's hard to suppress a book. It's just hard to suppress a book. Now I have physical copies of all my books. Well, most of them, at least, the good ones. When I say good ones, ones that are, you know, bigger books. I have a few books that are short stories that are only a few pages long. I'm not going to make a printed out book of that. But I will be at the book fair selling Beyond the Veil, my book about the afterlife. I'm also going to have physical hard copies of Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion. I'm going to give away a few of those for free. I want to get the word out there. I'll sign a few. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. If you go to, and I only have a few folks, because, and you should probably, I'm just letting you know. Yeah, I'd buy them today because I'm bringing everything I can. And if I sell, I hope I sell out at the book fair. But if not, I'll have some, but I doubt I will. So if you want a signed copy, that's right, a physical soft copy for $10, you're never going to beat that. You got to go to alexsexham.com. To get a signed copy, you go to alexsexham.com. Jedi Mind Tricks, Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion, Lucidity Unleashed. Any of the recent books I've penned, I will sign and send you a copy. Maybe I'll even spray a little cologne in there for you. I want you to have a little piece of me. But seriously, go to alexsexham.com, click on the books. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's all set up. So you click on books. Jedi Mind Tricks, A Journey into the Afterlife, Lucidity Unleashed, Pfizer's Efficacy Illusion. I just got them. I told you, Amazon is amazing at how fast they get them. I have the physical books. I have the soft copies. I will send you one signed. Go to alexsexham.com, and you better buy it before, I'd say, Sunday when this book show's over, because I may not have them because I'm really going to be selling these like hotcakes. I'm going to leave on the press conference. You need to hear the whole conference. Ciao.
Of the illegal biological COVID lab.
Oh, by the way, I'll be back maybe Sunday to tell you how the event went. You won't hear from me until Sunday. All I'm doing this week is preparing for the event. Well, I'm not on air Friday anyway. I'm going to shut up. Bye.
Governor Reedley in March of this year. It's first important to remember what this community, our nation, the world went through for the last 2.5-3 years. The COVID pandemic went on for nearly 3 years. It's commonly believed that COVID resulted from a lab leak out of the Wuhan lab in China. Worldwide, there are 769 million cases of COVID that resulted in nearly 7 million deaths. In the United States, there have been 107 million cases and nearly 1.2 million deaths. In California, there have been 103,000 deaths. China's COVID-19 virus resulted in the destruction of lives, livelihoods, the economy, and business. Children were stupidly locked out of school for 2 years and were destroyed academically, socially, and emotionally. People lost their freedoms, were forced to get experimental vaccines, to wear ineffective masks, and were lied to over and over by the CDC and government officials. Any information that challenged the lies and the tyrannical mandates that were suppressed by social media. And we had officials locally that were silent and complicit with all the unconstitutional and destructive government orders. And now they're silent again. So what do we know about this lab in Reedley? Well, on March 3rd, the Reedley code enforcement officers investigated the site after seeing an illegally attached garden hose. On March 16th, the warehouse was inspected, and it was discovered that the lab was producing COVID-19. There is blood, tissue, bodily fluid samples, and thousands of vials with fluids that are not labeled. They also found 900 mice, 200 mice that were dead. On March 16th, the representative from the company prestige biotech, potentially a China national, informed investigators, quote, these mice were genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus, end quote. Prestige Biotech, that company, is licensed in Nevada, not California. One address listed for this company is a vacant building in Las Vegas. Substack reports that other addresses related to this company appear to be in China, though this can't be verified at this time. And they also report that, quote, thousands of packages were found as well, many with shipping labels from China, end quote. On May 4th, the CDC inspected the lab and found infectious agents that were both bacterial and viral in nature. Some of these include hepatitis B and C, rubella, malaria, E. coli, and pneumonia. Fresno Superior Court documents indicate that mice were involved in these experiments with COVID-19. The lab apparently illegally disposed of medical waste, and it's believed it went to the landfill. This can't be confirmed because the operators of the lab have not been forthcoming. Now, questions that must be answered and the public has a right to know. One, is this company from China and or is it sponsored by the Chinese government? What was the purpose and goals of their experimenting with COVID-19 and having mice catch and carry the disease? What were they doing with all the bacterial and viral infectious agents found at the illegal lab? Two, are the people that were running and operating this lab Chinese nationals or American citizens? If they're not American citizens, are they here illegally? Three, and most importantly, why wasn't the public informed of this illegal lab and what was found? The Fresno County Department of Public Health, it's public health, has an obligation to notify the public of potential dangers, both past and present. During the COVID pandemic, their medical officer held weekly press conferences justifying ineffective, destructive lockdowns and mandates, and yet not even an acknowledgement to the public of the illegal and potentially dangerous activities at the lab. So he spent a week having the media come, telling the public things that were not true, supporting all of the tyrannical, destructive things that were taking place in our city, our county, our state, our nation. And then when a lab related to COVID-19 is found 5 months ago, no word. No word from him, no word from the public health department, no word from the Board of Supervisors. Number four, the Board of Supervisors are also silent. This is similar to the crisis when foster children were found to be sleeping on floors in offices. They only addressed it when they were forced to because it became public through the media. This is disgraceful and represents a willful decision to hide from and shirk their duties as elected representatives of, guess what, the public. They're responsible to the public. These same Board of Supervisors were derelict in the responsibilities to the public during the pandemic. They were silent and complicit with all of Governor Newsom's destructive, unscientific lockdowns, mandates, and forcing kids out of school for 2 years. Now we have the same cowardice from the Board of Supervisors. And they're silent again when facing another crisis in the county, again related to COVID. The public has a right to know, what did the Board of Supervisors know about the lab? When did they know it? And why didn't they inform the public? Five, are there any current potential dangers to the public as a result of these experiments and illegal dumping of medical waste that involved COVID-19? And potential infectious agents that are both bacterial and viral in nature? Are there any potential adverse impacts to the farms in the area? How about the people in Fresno County or even beyond the local area? We know COVID spread around the world. How can the public be assured no medical waste was disposed of in our water systems? Number six, Were any safety measures in place at this illegal lab to protect the public from spread of COVID or the infectious agents they were experimenting with? We believe COVID spread from the Wuhan lab, and it could have come from this lab as well. Number seven, Lemoore Naval Air Station is only 45 miles from this illegal lab. As was reported in Substack, quote, all of the F-18s for all the Navy's West Coast-based carriers are located at Lemoore. The F-18s are primary strike fighters for the United States Navy. In a war with China, these are the aircraft that we would rely upon to sink Chinese naval vessels and give us victory, end quote. The implications from the spread of a debilitating virus could be devastating to our nation's military readiness. Is the location of this illegal lab coincidence or purposeful? Now, what do we do with what we've got right now? Well, according to Joe Prado of the Fresno County Department of Health, there's currently no requirements for any lab, licensed or not, to report to the local public health department the biologicals or the testing that is being conducted. I call on the Board of Supervisors to immediately create a new law mandating this requirement in Fresno County with the penalty of immediate shutdown if the lab is noncompliant. Additionally, there should be financial and criminal penalties for noncompliance. Secondly, Mr. Prado also stated, quote, if you don't receive public funding of any sort, you can, with private dollars, set up a laboratory in California in the United States, end quote, just like was done here. This must change on the state and the national level. There must be enough oversight to protect the public. This clearly isn't the case now, and it must change immediately. And lastly, I don't know when elected officials will learn who they work for. It's for the public. The public has a right to know that after March 3rd, 5 months ago, in a legal lab experimenting with mice with COVID-19 infectious agents, similarly as was done at the Wuhan lab 3 years ago, is going on in our backyard. The public had a right to know. The public has a right to know exactly what they know and when they knew it and what they intend to do about what's going on. Secondly, are there any other labs like this floating around? And what is happening with the people who are involved in this lab? These are the questions that I've been asked by the public. These are the questions that should be answered by the public. And the Fresno Board of Supervisors and the County Public Department of Health, Public Health, has an obligation to let people know what's going on. I'll be happy to answer your questions.